Shadowgate Documentary. Analysis by Dr. Joseph McCullough. Story at a glance, Shadowgate reveals how a shadow government is manipulating society from behind the scenes and using psychological warfare tactics against the American public. Democrats and Republicans are equally guilty of covering up an even bigger scandal than the fact that Obama's administration illegally spied on and tried to frame President Trump and others using manufactured evidence. The shadow government consists of government contractors and defense and intelligence officials who are stealing the personal data collected by the NSA on all Americans, and have privatized and weaponized its use. Shadowgate features two whistleblowers who have spent many years helping to develop the psychological warfare programs that are now directed at the American people and used to influence our elections. We can protect our freedoms, first by rejecting and abandoning companies like Google and Facebook, which are the largest data collectors and manipulators. Second, by promoting and aiding in the effort to expose big tech's manipulations. And third, by restructuring legislatures and the government, and establishing new civil society institutions and news media that support and promote freedom rather than censorship and control. Most people have never even heard, and there's a reason for that. Technocrats have worked in the proverbial shadows for decades, trying to implement a grand economic plan that is global in scope. To beat them, we must be just as persistent in our efforts to implement a whole-of-society plan of action that leads to freedom, and I firmly believe we can. While technocracy is an economic system and not a political system in and of itself, it does require the undermining and erosion of the democratic system of governance. This is particularly true for the United States, as our Constitution is a major barrier to the implementation of technocracy. The documentary above, Shadowgate, is produced and narrated by Millie Weaver, an independent journalist and contributing reporter to InfoWars. Coincidentally, Weaver and her boyfriend, Gavin Wince, were arrested shortly after posting a trailer of the film online, announcing its release. One. According to Basin Report 2 and News 5 Cleveland, 3 Weaver and Wince were both charged with robbery, second-degree felony, tampering with evidence, third-degree felony, obstructing justice, fifth-degree felony, and domestic violence. According to the Portage County Sheriff's Office, the secret indictment against Weaver and Wince was filed July 20, 2020. Shadowgate. Shadowgate, while banned on YouTube, is available on alternative non-censoring sites such as BitChute and Banned Video. The film reveals how a shadow government is manipulating society from behind the scenes and using psychological warfare tactics against the American public. What if I were to tell you that a small group of government contractors were hired by government officials to frame the Trump campaign, set him up for the Russia collusion investigation, provided witnesses for the impeachment hearings, and provided administrative support services to the Department of Justice during the Mueller investigation? And what if it just so happened that this same group of contractors are behind the fake news in mainstream media, influence operations on social media, and the civil unrest nationwide, pushing the defund the police movement? The Obamagate scandal only scratches the surface. Weaver says at the start of the film, 4 inches talk about a cover story. What really happened is much more alarming. According to Weaver, both parties, Democrats and Republicans, are equally guilty of covering up an even bigger scandal than the fact that Obama's administration illegally spied on and tried to frame President Trump and a number of other individuals using manufactured evidence. Shadowgate reveals what Weaver claims is the tactical and operational role that the shadow government played behind the scenes to carry out the attempted coup. It's the things that spy novels and movies are made of, for sure. YouTube, which pulled the film almost as soon as it was uploaded, claims it violates the channel's policy on hate speech. I urge you to watch it and decide for yourself whether YouTube was justified in taking it down. According to a Spiro Scora's summary on YouTube, the film showcases two whistleblowers who allege there is a secretive network of government contractors which consists of government and military insiders, both current and former, who have backdoor access to intelligence agencies and all of the information that they collect on everyone, including politicians, and how this information is used to blackmail powerful people to control them. The film also alleges that military psychological warfare programs are being used against the people primarily through the mainstream corporate media and social media to control the population. As noted by Weaver, the information presented in this video should concern people of all political affiliations. Who are the real puppet masters? While many career politicians are certainly part of the so-called shadow government, the real puppet masters behind it all are people that most of us are unfamiliar with. These are the individuals Weaver focuses on in her film. The real shadow government, Weaver says, consists of government contractors and defense and intelligence officials. Quote, government contractors have used their connections, power and influence to create an unprecedented international criminal enterprise where blackmail is traded and people's personal data is gold, Tilda Millie Weaver. But just how could a shadow government arise in the first place? According to Weaver, the reason they've managed to operate in the shadows and gain power for so long is because most of the actual work in government is done by subcontractors. This way, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests aimed at government departments turn up very little out of the ordinary. The real dirt remains hidden in the archives of contractors in clandestine networks. These contractors have used their connections, power and influence to create an unprecedented international criminal enterprise. Weaver says, where blackmail is traded and people's personal data is gold. Save this article for later, get the PDF now. Download PDF, Whistleblower Tor's story, Shadowgate, features two whistleblowers, Tor, a linguist and Navy intelligence contractor, and Patrick Berge, a cybersecurity officer and Army PSYOP program developer. Tor claims to have been approached by people who worked for John O'Brien while she was undergoing her naval specialist training. She was initially recruited into the Analysis Corporation's, TAC, Electronic Warfare Program, run by Brennan, which later morphed into Information Warfare. According to Tor, she worked with intelligence agencies that were privately created and run. In other words, they were not, and are not, official parts of government. Unlike what most people think, our intelligence doesn't stay within our borders or within federal buildings, she says. Tor worked on something called localization strategy, which involves finding a group of people, an organization, city, entire country or religious group, for example, and getting into their mind. The object is to figure out how they behave, how they think, what pushes them into certain actions and so on. This information is then used to manipulate them in ways that will further your own particular product, agenda or ideology. The collection of information on individuals goes far beyond what most people can imagine. As explained by Tor, the information is so detailed, it can be easily used to blackmail or hurt just about anyone. As an example, if they know you have an old hockey injury, they know where to hit you in order to cause the most pain and damage, where a physical attack to be ordered against you. They also know what you fear most, and who the people are in your social circle, and who might be best able to influence you. Tor claims she actually helped train the algorithms for the program Berge developed, using these localization strategies. Whistleblower Patrick Berge's story. For 8 years, Berge worked for the Dynology Corporation, owned by former President Obama's National Security Advisor, General James Jones. Berge worked directly under the general's son, Jim Jones. From 2007 to 2010, Berge's primary focus was the development of interactive Internet activity capabilities, including hacking capabilities. He also claims to have worked on information operations, so-called influence operations. Like Tor, Berge worked on intelligence operations run by private companies. ShadowNet is the commercial version of an Interactive Internet Activities, IIA, weapon, which Berge developed. Fake news, false news stories and the falsified dossier used to frame the Trump campaign are all characteristic of IIA, which Berge refers to as social media psychological warfare. According to Berge, Dynology has been conducting IIA operations for the Department of Defense since 2007. The ShadowNet program Berge developed was based on the localization strategies that Tor worked on. As explained by Berge, it can very effectively control large groups of people by pushing the right hot buttons. The COVID-19 hysteria and Black Lives Matter riots are two real-world examples of what this kind of PSYOP program can accomplish, Berge says. Interestingly, while these kinds of psychological operations were initially conducted by individual operators or agents, much of it has since been taken over by artificial intelligence, which executes the programming based on the behavioral profile targets the programmer selects. As noted by Berge, with enough information about any given individual, you can predict how they will react to a given stimulus with a high degree of accuracy. So, has this technology been used to influence American elections? According to Berge, yes. While American taxpayers paid for the development of the program, Dynology holds the intellectual property and has been using it against the American people for years, propping up certain politicians and undermining others. How the shadow intelligence apparatus works. As explained in the film, Section 702 of the Foreign Surveillance Act allows government to spy on American citizens with a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance, FISA, court. The upstream data collected by the NSA on all Americans is only stored for 72 hours before being dumped. We're talking about all phone calls, texts, emails, social media interactions, online activity, facial and voice recognition data and much more, of all Americans. But what's actually happening is that this data stream is being duplicated, stored indefinitely, and privatized by companies such as the Global Strategies Group, ClearForce, and the Canadian Global Information, CGI, Group. The Global Strategies Group is a hub for this information, according to Tor. So, while these companies claim to be consulting firms, they're not actually consulting at all. They're stealing everyone's data and using it against us in psychological operations designed to move society in one direction or another. Tor claims she worked for Brennan at the Analysis Corporation and the Global Strategies Group, and that she conducted what were later described as hacks at the request of higher-ups. According to Tor, Brennan's modus operandi is that when he wants a piece of information about someone, or if he wants to alter data relating to a target, he simply blames it on hackers. According to the whistleblowers featured in this film, these privatized intelligence companies helped get Barack Obama elected using sophisticated internet influence operations. The film also reviews a variety of other scandals that have emerged, and how the truth has been spun and covered up, including the illegal hacking and surveillance of the U.S. Congress, which occurred while Brennan was director of the CIA. Private intelligence companies dictate the news. Have you ever wondered who creates the talking points being regurgitated across dozens, if not hundreds, of news outlets on a daily basis? According to Berge, this is the work of this network of privatized intelligence companies, utilizing tools such as ShadowNet. When asked whether IA has been used against President Trump, Berge replies, absolutely. According to Berge, the Steele dossier was manufactured and used as a weapon to frame Trump and remove him from office. Tor agrees. They have been and continue to use military-grade psychological warfare tactics against the president. She also discusses the IA strategies employed in an effort to get Hillary Clinton elected. Backdoor access to all data. According to Tor, she had backdoor access to all data and has personally viewed the kind of data collected on political figures. She's also seen how that illegal data collection is used. If someone steps out of line, it's used to blackmail them back into lockstep with whatever the agenda might be. And, according to Tor, deep state shadow government actors are equally spread between the two political parties of the United States. She also claims the Cambridge Analytica scandal was an IA operation to make it appear as though Russia helped Trump win the election. This way, the Russia collusion hoax narrative would stick better. In reality, the PSYOP was conducted by the privatized intelligence network. There's a lot to digest in this film, but I urge you to set aside the hour and a half to do so. It answers many questions, revealing how government contractors are subverting our justice and political systems to further their own hidden aims. At the heart of it all is General Jones. According to Tor and Berge, Jones, who heads up ClearForce, took ShadowNet and made it what it is today. A PSYOP's weapon used against the American people and the shadow government's enemies. Jones is also the chairman of the board of the Atlantic Council, and according to Berge, one of the first things he did after being appointed chairman was to enter the Atlantic Council into a partnership with Facebook to restore election integrity worldwide. In other words, Facebook is partnered with the owner of ShadowNet, one of the greatest PSYOP weapons in the world. To think this partnership will actually prevent election interference would be delusional, as its purpose is to do the complete opposite. The ultimate surveillance state is near completion. More stuff is fake and fabricated now, in the news, than is actually real, Berge says. The reason for this is because IA is in full force. As explained by Tor, IA is essentially an AI program that tells you what you need to do, what message you need to put out, in order to get a specific outcome. It's now running continuously. Similar technology is even being used to undermine our judicial system. According to Tor and Berge, a program will select jurors most likely to either acquit or find a defendant guilty, depending on the desired outcome. While jury selection process is supposed to be random, it's not. From that initial pool, jurors are then selected by the attorneys. But they were all non-randomly pre-selected in the first place, based on their proclivities, ways of thinking and behaving, and their belief systems. And the data used to make that selection was siphoned from the NSA by these private intelligence companies. This is the biggest and boldest move toward the ultimate surveillance state ever made, and it's near completion, Weaver says, noting that in order to effectively micromanage the surveillance and manipulation of the global population, the technology must be integrated with AI and the Internet of Things, and that is already underway. Part of the plan is to automate policing using robots and other technologies. According to Weaver, this may be why there's now such a strong push to defund police departments across the U.S. This would allow the shadow government players to directly benefit by offering up new AI technologies to take over police functions. Again, I hope you take the time to watch Shadowgate. Then, if you haven't done so already, Listen to my interview with Patrick Wood, featured in The Pressing Dangers of Technocracy. It's really crucial for everyone to start wrapping their minds around what's happening, and what's in store for us if we don't fight back and demand the restoration of privacy, both online and off. Time to break the IIA programming. The good news is, there's still time to break the IIA programming. How do we do it? First, by rejecting and abandoning the surveillance state's primary data collection centers, Google and Facebook. Both have tremendous, hidden surveillance powers, act as censoring agencies for the technocratic cabal, and have the power to manipulate public opinion en masse. For example, Robert Epstein, PhD, has demonstrated that Google has the ability to shift voting preferences among undecided voters by a whopping 48% to 63%, and the power to determine 25% of global elections. What's more, this manipulation is entirely undetectable and untraceable. Epstein is now working to make Google's manipulations transparent, through an organization called Feed the Watchdogs. They have more than 13,000 watchdogs who monitor big tech for election bias 24/7 by collecting the ephemeral data that Google and other big tech companies are sending out to manipulate voters. You can help in this indispensable work by making a one-time or recurrent donation. For just $25, you can sponsor 1 month of data collecting. At the time of this writing, Feed the Watchdogs had captured nearly 80,000 pages sent by Google, Facebook, YouTube, and others to manipulate Americans. As their tactics become provable and more well-known, they'll have little choice but to quit. Of course, I believe the best strategy is to ditch them all before then. Say goodbye to Google. Quitting Facebook is a simple enough affair. Just cancel your account. Evading Google, however, can be a bit more complicated, as their products span a wide range of products. For a comprehensive purge, be sure to eliminate all of the following. Google Chrome browser. Uninstall Google Chrome and use Brave or Opera instead. Everything you do on Chrome is surveilled, including keystrokes and every web page you've ever visited. Brave is a great alternative that takes privacy seriously. Google Search Engine. Stop using Google search engines or any extension of Google, such as Bing or Yahoo, both of which draw search results from Google. Instead, use a default search engine that offers privacy, such as Presearch, Startpage, DuckDuckGo, Quant, and many others. Gmail. Close your Gmail account and switch to a secure email service like ProtonMail. If you have children, don't transfer their student Google account into a personal account once they're out of school. Google Docs. Ditch Google Docs and use another alternative such as Zoho Office, Etherpad, CryptPad, OnlyOffice or Nucleo, all of which are recommended by NordVPN.5. Google Apps. Delete all Google apps from your phone and purge Google hardware. Better yet, get a de-Googled phone. Several companies now offer them, including Above Phone. Avoid websites that use Google Analytics. To do that, you'll need to check the website's privacy policy and search for Google. Websites are required to disclose if they use a third-party surveillance tool. If they use Google Analytics, ask them to switch. Google Home. Don't use Google Home devices in your house or apartment. These devices record everything that occurs in your home, both speech and sounds such as brushing your teeth and boiling water, even when they appear to be inactive, and send that information back to Google. The same goes for Google's Home Thermostat Nest and Amazon's Alexa. Android cell phones. Don't use an Android cell phone, as it's owned by Google. Siri. Ditch Siri, which draws all its answers from Google. Fitbit. Don't use Fitbit, as it has been purchased by Google and will provide them with all your physiological information and activity levels, in addition to everything else that Google already has on you. Additional tips to protect your privacy are included in the following graphic, such as making sure you're using a secure messaging system and virtual private network, VPN, for your web searches. Building a whole-of-society solution. In addition to getting yourself, and as many of your friends and family as possible, off Google and Facebook, we also need to build a society that values freedom above all. According to the Department of Homeland Security, misinformation online is a whole-of-society problem that requires a whole-of-society solution. By that, they mean that four types of institutions must fuse together as a seamless whole. Government institutions, which provide funding and coordination. Private sector institutions that do the censorship and dedicate funds to censorship through corporate social responsibility programs. Civil society institutions, universities, NGOs, academia, foundations, nonprofits and activists, that do the research, the spying and collecting of data that are then given to the private sector to censor. News media, fact-checking institutions, which put pressure on institutions, platforms and businesses to comply with the censorship demands. To effectively combat the globalist technocrats' takeover, we need to do the same. Here, an organization called Foundation for Freedom Online, FFO, comes to the rescue. FFO educates people about this structure, and the ways in which legislatures and the government can be restructured, how civil society institutions can be established, and how news media can be created to support and promote freedom rather than censorship. To learn how you can be part of the solution, check out foundationforfreedomonline.com. I firmly believe that we can turn this situation around, if for no other reason than the fact that there are some 8 billion of us who want freedom, while those who seek to enslave us number in the thousands, or tens of thousands at the most. Either way, they're clearly outnumbered. But we need to spread the word, and help our friends and family understand how important our decisions are. We either support the network that seeks to take our freedom, or the network that seeks to protect it. The power of choice. Lastly, I encourage you to seek joy. At the end of the day, that's what life is all about. It's all too easy to fall into the trap of feeling like the sky is falling. What we're facing is serious, yes. But we can overcome it. And, I believe that joy-seeking may be a crucial component to winning. Why? Because when you focus on what brings you joy, everything else falls into place. New ideas arise. New solutions. And that's precisely what we need. We need a world full of joyful, inspired people who are living their dreams, and in so doing, end up bringing new solutions to the world.